This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Meditation for Peace project at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, in the world economy, and the economy for all things dealing with financial in each of us, and to do so under grace. We do that by opening ourselves up, as we are going to do in just a few moments, to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we really are, to be the divine instruments of peace. I thank you for following your guidance to serve today, to join this sacred circle. The word sacred means holy, and I truly feel that is exactly what we're doing. We are being called to be divine self, to do divine work now. Before we start today's meditation, I'd like to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 165. You are more than enough. You do not need to prove yourself anymore. It's an important message as we close out 2008 and get ready, I guess if we get ready, for the next year. You are more than enough. Just reflect on that. You are more than enough. You do not need to prove yourself anymore. To prove means to test, as in comparing to some standard. Many often tend to compare themselves to others, test their abilities, skills, and accomplishments and possessions compared to that of others, others who they believe are somehow better, more favored, perhaps have made it. In doing so, they may take actions that take them out of integrity. Just look around. As the economic standards in virtually every area of life, one after another, from the national and global markets, housing, businesses, credits, are falling apart like a house of cards. Know, dear ones, that you are already, have always been, more than enough. You do not need to strive to be better, have more than another. Simply be better than your current self. It's not about comparing to someone else. Be more of who you already are. That is growing from your inner self, your spirit self, versus your ego state. Often know that no matter what you seem to achieve when you're doing it externally, personally and professionally, will fall apart. For the more that you continue to strive from approving yourself, indicating you do not have enough, you are not good enough, you continue to reach and stretch outside of yourself from a place of lack, you will receive just that. You will become more inharmonious. Be at peace. See the magnificence of who you are. The more you focus on that, the greater your peace, harmony, and prosperity will be. All is well. We'll keep that message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to join me in breathing into your heart center now. Simply take long, deep, and yet gentle breaths into your heart center now. Breathing in the purity of the universe into your heart center now. As you do, you may wish to extend your arms out. Really acknowledge your spirit being. Feel your arms or your wings of your angelic self. As you do, your chest expands, creating that much more space for your heart to beat, for the blood to flow, and the breath to be transported to every cell and atom of your being now, under grace. Just simply breathe. Simply breathe, knowing that everything you need, every breath you need, is already here. We do it unconsciously all the time. And when we do it consciously, we're able to connect deep inside, beyond the surface, really cleanse every cell and atom of our being, restoring it to its vibrant self. See it flow into your heart center now and follow the light as it goes deeper and deeper inside of you. Follow it with the eyes of a child, curious and filled with wonder. With each breath, noticing how far you can follow the light. Simply follow it like you're chasing butterflies in your youth, seeing a flower in the distance and can't wait to run up and embrace it. Become one with it. As you continue to breathe into your heart center, following the light inside, wherever it leads you, knowing it's all well. It's pure perfection inside. Feel that peace inside. Perhaps you see a light as you seem to pass through the darkness. Do not be concerned with any darkness you may see inside. That's simply the accumulation of all the colors of light. And when you know that, be truly at peace with it, as you can be, as you look at a midnight sky. When you become at peace with the darkness inside, knowing its accumulation of all the light who you are, you begin to see the stars inside, the light that is calling you closer and closer. Breathe into that light, allowing yourself to become one with that light. Perhaps it's spiraling like a kaleidoscope. Follow the light in and out as it vibrates to the rhythm of the universe inside of you. Feel that peace, knowing you are one with the light source outside that resides inside of you. The brilliance of the universe is here. You reflect it inside of you. Or is it a reflection of you? It's kind of like the old chicken and egg story. Smile inside, knowing it's all well. You are one with the universe. You are one with the light energy of the universe. You are one with the life force of the universe. You are one with the creative energy of the universe. Feel that peace and harmony as you allow yourself to simply breathe in to your beingness now. The infinite prosperity of who you are within the universe that resides inside of you. Notice the expansiveness, how wide and open it feels. Limitless. Feel that harmony. Feel that peace. Feel that prosperity. And no matter what you have experienced so far this day, this week, this month, this year, or any time before, this place in you has always existed. This place of pure perfection, peace, harmony, and prosperity. The core of your being has never forgotten. All is well. You are one with the God force. You are one with pure love energy. All is well. And from this moment forth, if you choose, you can always stay one with this life force. You can choose to stay in peace, harmony, and prosperity. You can choose to vibrate peace, harmony, and prosperity. To think peace, harmony, and prosperity. To know peace, harmony, and prosperity. To be peace, harmony, and prosperity. No matter what is happening outside of you, no matter who or what seems to be creating drama outside of you and wants you to be an actor in their play, you have a choice at every moment. You can choose to leave the external world for that moment and come inside. Breathe inside. Allow yourself to connect with this perfect place inside. And listen. Simply listen. In this quiet place is pure wisdom. Simply drop your question. As a child would, from a place of curiosity, with a sense of expectancy, not knowing the answer and open to receive the answer. And so you will. Do it now if you wish. Is there anything you'd like to know as you close out this year, as you step into this new year? A place with childlike wonder, absolute peace, knowing all is well. And thank your higher self for revealing your truth or the truth of the situation from the higher level, now under grace. Sometimes, since Spirit speaks in short, quiet phrases, you may get one answer. And it opens up another answer. Simply ask from love, what does that mean? How do I do that? It's possible you may ask 1, 2, 3 times. The truth, the total truth, will be revealed. Be the love who you are and receive your most loving answer. Higher truth, your higher self. Your God self speaks through you under grace all the time. It's when we pull away, like we're doing now, to come inside, we can truly hear, for we are listening with pure ears and an open heart. from a place of love. And truly, that is the only thing you're really meant to do. To know that you are more than enough, and the more you stay centered in being the love who you are, the more loving things you will experience, the more loving people and opportunities will come to you, and your world will be continuously transformed and grow in more peace, harmony, and prosperity. Be the love who you are. Right now, feel that love inside. All the space to be who you are. Limitless love that resides not on your surface, but deep inside of your beingness. From this place, radiating out throughout your entire being, and like the star who you are, like the star inside you connected with, sending out its rays of love to all you ever think of, wherever you are, in your physical place, and far beyond. For all is one. Time is now. So at this moment, think of a person or a place, perhaps the Middle East, where you may focus your love from inside your heart, connecting with that star within you, within the expansive universe of you, and allow it to send out infinite rays of pure love to this place or person now, knowing that God is doing the work through you. All you need to do is focus on the energy of love. Focus on being all who you are, more than enough right now. Don't try or strive. Be the magnificent, limitless child of God, loving being who you are, as you send out pure love energy from your heart center, from our collective heart centers, now under grace. Feel that love, see that love, see that light. Touch that person or place now. See them twinkle as the light continuously touches them now. And know with the heart of your mind that all is well. Things are working out under harmony now. Peace, harmony, and prosperity are being transformed. Are transforming the person and situation now under grace, and all is well. Simply allowing your spirit to connect that with another. Being already more than enough. All you need is here. It's simply our awareness that creates the transformation. at this moment, I ask you to join me in sending a special message of love through our heart center to the Middle East, guiding all who are in a position of power to choose love, choose a higher path, to bring peace to the region, now under grace. Send the love from your heart center, the light from within you, to that place, just wherever you see the Middle East. And in particular, the area called Israel and Gaza. And that all people say, we are more than enough. We do not need to prove ourselves anymore. We can be peace. We can be the magnificence who we are. And we may allow others to be that too. But when we know we are more than enough, the proving stops all around us. There's no need to test anymore. We just perfect our beingness, coming back to the purity of love within our heart right now, and choosing love. All the myriad of choices we receive all day long. See those in the Middle East choosing a higher path. Now under grace. Breathing out from your heart center this pure love, who you are. Knowing all is well. And when you're ready, come back into your own heart center and breathe into the star being who you are again. Consciously connecting within the vastness who you are, the universe inside of you. Thanking your higher self for allowing you to really know yourself today. To feel that peace, harmony, and prosperity of your beingness now. And also allowing you to practice this beingness beyond your physical being. For we are all one. And now bring your attention to your toes and your fingers. Simply kind of wiggle them. Gently sway your head back and forth, just ever so gently. I bless you and thank you. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Namaste. Have a beautiful, beautiful New Year's Eve. We'll be back again tomorrow to share the new day, the new year, with each of your hearts. God bless.